is anybody even in town today there at the White House?
Oh, no, they're not. Nobody's there. They're all at Mar-a-Lago, except me. Yeah. So the president, of course, does not rest. As with every president, when they go on vacation, they don't ever really go on vacation. They have their staffs with them, and they still work. And as you know, the president was up late last night reacting on his Truth Social media site, blasting the New York Times over calling them, renewing the refrain that he has said many times in the past, calling them the enemy of the people, because of the latest comments on the Epstein files that were released. President saying, and this is a quote, their radical left unhinged behavior, writing fake articles and opinions in a never-ending way, they must be dealt with and stopped. They are a true enemy of the people. So, as I say, the president never rests.
Yeah. So now, who's an enemy of the people?
Which people?
The New York Times. The New York Times.
Oh, the failing New York Times.
Yeah. And you know, as you recall, he did sue the New York Times. The judge dismissed the case because he said that the merits of it were poorly done, and told him that if he really was serious, essentially, about suing the New York Times, to refile in a more legal fashion instead of what the judge described as more of his social media musings. And so in October, the president's legal team refiled its lawsuit against the New York Times for defamation. And now it's very, the president is very upset with the New York Times because of the way that it portrayed the latest batch of documents in the Epstein case, which included several references to the president and his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump, by the way, was mentioned very sparingly in the first release of files, which came last week. However, in the latest batch of files, he is mentioned quite frequently. Now, I have to say again, I have to put this disclaimer on it. Just because he was friends with Epstein does not mean that he is guilty of any wrongdoing. The president says has said that repeatedly. But it also does raise an appearance of impropriety, which apparently the president is not happy with, as you can well imagine, and has changed the subject quite often. During his campaign, he wanted release of the Epstein files, presumably because it would embarrass Democrats. Then was very much against it once he was returned to office, and then eventually relented when Congress passed a law saying he had to release the Epstein files, and the courts said the same thing. And so he said he was in favor of release of the Epstein files. Now he's saying, you know, what about all those pictures of Bill Clinton? Well, yes, Bill Clinton was in a lot of photos with Jeffrey Epstein, and the Clinton folks have said they want full release of all of the files, and that the slow roll by the Department of Justice in releasing these files with numerous redactions seems to have the appearance, from the Clinton spokespeople, that they're trying to protect somebody. And they said, as when it refers to President Clinton, the former president, they said, we need no such protection. Release all the files.
I wonder who else is in these files. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of financiers from Wall Street and some big corporations, as well as perhaps even members of Congress.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret. He moved in very high-profile circles. He was friendly with a lot of people, whether they knew what he was up to or did not know, whether they participated or did not participate. All of this is coming out in the release of the files. Now, the thing that has been curious about this is that a number of files have been released and then, without explanation, pulled back by the Department of Justice. And that creates another whole host of questions about who are they protecting, or is it the president, is it somebody else, et cetera, et cetera. And then later restoring some of those files, saying that they got some complaints, you know, that they were not properly redacted, and then that this is what they're doing, they're redacting, so they they launch some, they pull some back, they restore some. One of the files that they restored was a big photograph of President Trump. Again, the president says that they were friends, but that was decades ago, and that he did, the friendship broke down when he felt that he called Jeffrey Epstein a creep because he was poaching some of President Trump's employees at Mar-a-Lago, some of them being very young girls who ended up in Epstein's island and became victims of the sex trafficking for which Jeffrey Epstein was convicted.
Now, the thing that I find a little interesting, and perhaps you can explain this to me, Linda, the survivors have come out. Many of the survivors have come out, and their names apparently being redacted from the files, even though they have come out and said, yes, I was one of those who, you know, was abused. The question I'm asking is if these women were abused by people in public places, why have they not identified these men who supposedly abused them?
Well, it's very interesting that you ask that question because a number of those survivors were up on Capitol Hill just weeks ago, and they said they have client lists, and if the Justice Department does not release all of this, they have documented over the course of the years that this was going on, they kept track of who was there. And they say they're going to release it. So one way or another, that information will come out, and what they release might be more damaging than anything else because they know if any of these people actually engaged in inappropriate acts with underage girls.
Well, these were underage girls at the time, and they certainly knew who it was that was abusing them, did they? Didn't they? I mean, you'd have to.
That's what they're saying. They're saying, look, if you don't follow through with what the court told you to do, we're going to do it for you.
That would be that's going to be a rough one to refute.
Yeah, it will, although I imagine that certain people might wish to refute it. Nonetheless, this is just a way of saying this is not going away. And this is something that has been dogging President Trump for years. He has often said if the Democrats were so in favor of full disclosure, why didn't Joe Biden release the files? Because Joe Biden was probably not pressured to release the files as Donald Trump was, because Donald Trump was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Again, he does not deny that he was friends with Epstein, but he does say they had a falling out. The real question is that how many of these powerful men took part in these illegal acts. And it's not just the Democrats who are calling for the release. A lot of Republicans are calling for the release, including the president's MAGA base.
Yeah, I think that this is something that is going to have a huge effect on the 2026 midterm elections.
Very likely. You know, a lot of Republicans and Democrats are just tired of hearing about it. But a lot of Republicans in particular are saying, let's talk about something else. But it's not going away.
Well, we can talk about something else, I guess. There's the question of health care. This is something that I think a lot of people are already getting a dose of. They're getting their notices that this is what it's going to cost for your health care and the health care exchange next year. And there's a lot of sticker shock.
A lot of sticker shock, and Congress left town without solving this very serious question. When the president's big, beautiful bill was passed with no Democrat support, it basically lumped together more than a dozen bills, and one of which did end the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The subsidies cost a lot of money, clearly, and the Republicans passed it with not any Democratic votes. Now the Republicans are going to have to face the fact that their constituents are being affected by this, and many of them are saying we have to do something about this. The Republican-controlled Senate was not able to do anything about it, passing various I should say, not passing various proposals, including a temporary extension of the subsidies until something else can be implemented. The House was not able to pass anything in the Republican-controlled House. And now a lot of Republicans, and of course the Democrats have been saying for quite some time, you can't just cut it off. You have to sort of transition into something else. And our constituents are really upset about this. And we have to do something about this. But neither the House nor the Senate were able to do anything. The president has floated the idea of health savings accounts, giving the money directly to the American people, but cutting out the middleman, the insurance companies. And while that may sound like a very interesting idea, the problem is what happens in the interim. And so basically, for more than 20 million people who buy their health care on the exchange, it's called different things in different states, by the way. So people who don't think they are on the Affordable Care Act actually are, depending on what it's called in your state. They are suddenly getting shocked that they're losing their health care or finding it impossible to afford the hike in the premiums. So when Congress returns in January, it's going to have to deal with this issue and whether there has been a lapse in various states for their constituents. And they're also going to have to deal with, and this is sounding very familiar, the possibility of another government shutdown, because there many of the federal government's agencies and departments were only funded temporarily through January. And that was to give themselves more time to solve these vexing questions, which they have so far have not solved.
See, I think most of us would be satisfied if we would extend it for a couple of years and then at a point a blue ribbon commission that would study health care and come up with another solution. But I don't think anybody's going to like any solutions to this. And the one that probably is the only one that's going to work is something that includes Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All.
And that would be considered what was the main objection to Obamacare, socialized medicine. However, Medicare, if you think of it, is socialized medicine. A lot of countries do have socialized medicine. In other words, health care for everybody, that is the government overseas. A lot of other countries are very happy with their plans. Some have some complaints. Nothing is perfect. Even President Obama said, if you can come up with something better, I'm all ears. President Trump has said Obamacare / Affordable Care Act is expensive and it's not good health care. But what are you going to do instead? We've heard for years, repeal and replace. Now we're just hearing what you might replace it with, and the proposals include what the president has proposed, which is the health savings accounts. Initially, that was nixed by his own party, and he stopped talking about it, but now it seems to be coming back. Other proposals, a two-year extension, a one-year extension, a three-year extension of the subsidies while something else is worked out, including the possibility of health savings accounts. But none of these proposals were adopted. No solutions were accepted before Congress went out for the two-week holiday break.
Okay, now they're making $174,000 a year. That's how much we're paying them to represent us in the Senate and the House. That's about $3,300 a week. And what are we getting from that? You know, are they doing...
That's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, very. But that's before cost of living allowances and so forth. But, I mean, really, when it started out, they were kind of like citizen lawmakers, like at the state level, where they held regular jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time to get back to that.
Well, that's quite
well. Congress was not devised to be full-time lawmakers. They were supposed to be, as you say, citizen lawmakers. They would come in for sessions, and then they would go back to their farms or their businesses, et cetera. And but over time, it has become a full-time gig, and these lawmakers do tend to run for re-election once they get in there because they find it's like a pretty good deal, right? So they run for re-election and then they become not so much citizen lawmakers as they become full-time lawmakers without the side gigs, so to speak, although some still do. They kind of like it here in Washington. Yeah. They don't want to leave.
Well, and they're those that like
except
to come home. Come home every weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are still statesmen and those who are really sincere and want to serve the public interest. But it's like herding cats back there. You know, I mean, the Speaker of the House.
More and more unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get to deal with that. Get out the litter, and we'll clean things up in the new year, I guess.
Yeah. Linda, as always, we appreciate your great reporting, and thank you for drilling down for us this morning. And we will talk with you again on January 2nd.
That sounds wonderful. So you all have a wonderful Christmas, and everybody listening, have a great holiday season. And a happy new year, and, you know, we'll talk when we talk.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.